Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Look at your horoscope for today and see what kind of wonders you will confront. And hopefully that was the way it was yesterday, and it'll be that way today and tomorrow. And so we begin with another thought-provoking focus on what's going on in the world today. And in this hour, we have Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The COVID, I've had so many conversations, ladies, with the doctors that are associated with this program, both on the air and off the air. And I'm convinced as we are somewhat, I don't know whether it's detrimental or whether it's good that we're ahead of the curve. And I don't say that, you know, is with bragging rights. It's just that we pretty much get ahead of the curve and then others catch up. Maybe it's because we're watching things more closely. Maybe it's because we have unique characteristics or sources or whatever it is. But the focus on COVID that we've had for 2 years seems to me to be at least looking in the crystal ball down the road. The people who are trying to do the mask thing or get into mandates, I think, are stepping in mud. The masks, the fact that we are told by some in authority that we ought to wear better masks, that is, people who are watching the number of infections for Omicron, and how you do something to prevent it. Masking seems to be pretty important. It always has been, maybe more so now because this stuff is so contagious. And so I don't say you shouldn't be doing this. That's not what my point is. My point is that the mandates of this, the fighting and arguing about mandates at this point, I think are not, ridiculous isn't the right word, but they're, it's a fight not worth fighting, in terms of how long it would take to put it into effect. And then, you know, it's education that's the most important thing here. If you're out and about and you're not wearing a mask like an N95, then you're not protecting yourself and you're not protecting others. Now, the question that surfaces, we keep talking about N95s and then we talk about other things that are good and helpful, like getting home testing, and then you find out you can't get them. So in terms of N95s, I know there have been tests. The government in the last, 24 to 48 hours, the federal government has apparently found people to make the tests. And so they're going to be more available. Insurance companies are going to be required. Is that just in my state or is that everywhere? Every state?
I think that's everywhere.
Federal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about it in ours, but I'm sure at some point there'll be a mandate available about it. I think the problem is it's just, it's going to be a little bit too late once the tests
Well, that's
get
what
out.
I'm saying. Yeah. But it's all of this stuff now. We're on a roll. We're in a sort of a pattern where we just keep thinking, okay, there's going to be another one and another one and another one. There's no one that I have found, correct me if you've found something, the three of you that argues with this or disagrees with this, that says that there's something, there was something in France, nobody seems to quite know what it is, at least as far as I can figure out, but there isn't anyone who is scientifically qualified, and who knows what that means, because people on both sides say, I've got the science, that would suggest that this is something that will be around much more than another couple, 3 or 4 months. And the best argument for that is what has happened over and over again. We did it, we saw it last year, in fact, and saw it kind of we didn't see it so much the year before because of just getting started in the springtime and the summertime. But when the sunlight when the sun is stronger, people are more taking or getting vitamin D in their system. Those are the things that help to knock this off. And as Ken Kronhaus has said, I talked to him again last night. I've been talking to him almost every day about this. Florida is a mess at the moment. Florida may be the worst state in the country for this at the moment. I was planning on going down there next weekend, and now I've decided, I think I'll wait a month to do what I was going to do. But under the circumstances, running and hiding isn't working for people, but doing intelligent things like wearing a mask. So what's the difference? Maybe you can help me. I have an N95 that fits tight around my nose and my chin. I think, Jennifer, you saw me wearing it the other day. Are there tight ones, tight-fitting ones, and then there's non-fit ones, or is it all one?
Well, yeah, you want the kind that has the adjustable nose piece, so the kind that you can bend it to make it fit tighter around your mouth, and then you want it under your chin. And so this new study that came out, it compared N95s with the KN95 and the FFP2, which is that's one I've never heard of. But it's along these lines of, you know, they're the strongest ones that you can do. And they found that if you are wearing an N95, that they're up to 75 times more effective at preventing infection than the surgical masks. So a lot of people are wearing surgical masks, the disposable ones. If you can get away from that and get to an N95, it's
a lot better. So how do you get an N95? They just don't seem to be available, at least in my area. The complaint is that you can't find them.
I find them all the time online.
Yeah, and a lot of places online, if they're out of stock, you can submit your email address or even your phone number to get a text message. So as soon as they're in stock, you can hurry up and try to go get
them. So what do you do? Just Google N95 and something will come up that will allow you to go to a place and buy them.
Just go to the site that I sent you so you're not getting onto any weird dummy sites.
No, I'm talking about me. I'm just telling the audience.
Yeah, well, the site that I have found, and I buy masks for my whole family, it's called evolvetogether.com. So they have a ton of N95s. They have kids ones. They've got all different colors. That's the best site that I've been using.
You want to put that up social media?
That's what we've been using in our family, too. It's amazing.
Right, give it again. It's Evolve. What is it?
Instagram and Twitter, and we'll get it up there.
Evolvetogether.com.
Okay.
Like evolution, right. Evolve Together.
Yeah, got it. Thank you.
I'm not saying that for your benefit. I'm saying that in case someone else needs to hear.
Yeah. So now there is this business about whether the federal employees ought to either get the shots or test for COVID every week, and whether or not that's legal. Is this going to go to the Supreme Court like the other one did?
It's there. That's what the story is that they already did their legal arguments on it on Friday, and that was when the Supreme Court Justice Lynn Sotomayor got nailed for saying that 100,000 kids were in the hospitals seriously ill and on ventilators and stuff with COVID.
That's not true at all.
No, it's not true at all. And so that's why there was that bit of controversy because the oral arguments were public.
Did she make a mistake, Jennifer, or does she believe that? Is that somebody quizzed her on
that?
You
have to ask her. I mean, there's a couple of different things going on. I don't believe that she's stupid or misspoke because she's Justice Sotomayor. So either she's the subject of misinformation or she's trying to spread political propaganda. I don't know. But that would be a question for her, not, you know, for someone to speculate because I don't know.
Hmm. All right. And then there's the continuing drama between Dr. Fauci and his best friend in the Senate. This back and forth. Did you see some of this audio?
The bombshell that came out yesterday is it's pretty bad. Forget the argument between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci, because that becomes very salacious. But if you did not see it, there was a DARPA memo that was released yesterday.
What's a DARPA memo?
From the Defense Department, essentially. This was information that was at one point classified. Now, we already have information like this. The part I'm going to tell you right now is not new, because it's information that's already been put out there, and there's backup information. But the part from the DARPA memo is new. So it was confirmed in additional documents that were released this week that Dr. Fauci at the Department of Health, at the National Institute of Health, gave money to the EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Zarzak, so
his
that
money
he could fund
our money.
Public and I don't know if we know private or public. I think it was public and private money. That was given
it was
to the
private
eco-
because the public had been yanked by Obama.
Well, from the government, but the way that he got around that is by giving it to the EcoHealth Alliance so that it looked like he was just giving that money there. Well, then that money was given by Peter Zarzak to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to perform gain-of-function research. That has already been out there. That's why I don't trust Dr. Fauci. But here's another reason. It has been directly now linked from the DARPA memo and confirmed that the COVID-19 virus escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology August of 2019. Now, that was not in writing before. It's something we all speculated was true, but it is now confirmed. And so Dr. Fauci's gain-of-function research that we funded, that the National Institute of Health funded, is the reason that we all have COVID-19 right now. So for anybody to,
but that's
to
actually
trust Dr.
not
Fauci,
that's not true though. And this is where it goes back and forth. What he was paying to have to be researched on was not the same thing that we have. It's not the same strain as COVID-19 at all.
Look at the new information.
I get
that
what
came
you're
out
saying, but a
from
lot
Project
of
Veritas.
I get
it
that.
Is all.
It's not
all
the
there.
Same strain.
Absolutely. COVID-2.
So let me ask
this is
question.
The new information. It's
let me
brand
ask this
new
question.
Out,
why would we be funding the Chinese to do anything?
This is a question.
Well, that would be my question. Not what
I would assume that there are labs around the world that are doing the same thing. I mean, how are the South African researchers ahead of everybody else? I would assume that you're, and I think that's an answer actually that Fauci gave a while ago, that we have funding in various places around the world.
Okay.
Depending on what type of country,
great.
You know, what type
Super.
Of research they're doing.
But why are we giving the Chinese, who are now pretty much our mortal enemies, why are we helping them to come up with things? They're not advanced. They're not good researchers. Nothing ever comes out of China that's new or different. They steal from everybody else. So why would we, I guess in conscience, maybe Fauci didn't see that or doesn't see it that way. That's the way I would see it. He doesn't have to see it the way I do. But that would be the reason, I think, for some of these questions. Meanwhile, Fauci called Rand Paul a moron during one of the hot...
They go back and forth.
It wasn't Rand Paul. He called a moron. He called a different Republican senator a moron when asking about his political interests. So, yeah,
it is all back and forth. Yeah. You just have to wonder at this point in time what's achieved by Fauci going there and having these back and forth, because we all know where everybody stands, and we're just trying to do a gotcha. It's wasted time and energy and focus when the real focus ought to be on the two things that we started here with, getting masks, and if you're, you know, smart and you want to do this the right way, don't keep arguing against the vaccine, because the arguments against the vaccine don't hold anywhere near as much water. Yeah, there are some good arguments about not, you know, with some people to not have a vaccine. But for the most part, it'll do you a lot more good. But at this point, I'm wondering whether all of these arguments are just a complete waste of time. All of them. You keep the information flowing. We had a discussion here in my community last night about mask mandates, and it's too late for all of that. 18 past the hour.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two Anchor toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2, in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
You're just not coming in today? But we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty-three after the hour now as we move ourselves along quickly on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and you featuring, oh my goodness, this is terrible, Jamie Lynn Spears, oh, what she says about her sister, Brittany, oh, right after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
All right, so this is pretty upsetting here, Jay, as we look at some of the trending things on social media. It's really sad to hear Jamie Lynn Spears talk about her sister, because I love her so.
That is one way to eloquently put it, Doug. Jamie Lynn is disgusting with Good Morning America. She's pretty much discussing her relationship with her sister in the form of promoting her upcoming book, because obviously...
Oh, a book! Oh, what a surprise!
This is the book that she was, you know, highly criticized for when the original title... was, the title now is Things I Should Have Said, But the original title was I Must Confess, which is
a popular line in the Britney Spears song,
Baby One More Time.
Here's the right title for this book. The Story of a Money-Grubbing Sister by Jamie Lynn Spears.
Well, back in June of last year when Britney had that explosive court hearing and she kind of just really threw all of her family under the bus, as that's where they should be, She was even saying that her mom, her dad, her sister, everybody pretty much kept her in this prison and she didn't have anybody's support. And then people have been coming for Jamie Lynn of why are you being so quiet during the whole hashtag Free Britney movement. And then Jamie Lynn was like, well, the only people who need to know about my relationship with my sister is my sister and me, and we're fine. I love my sister. I support her in whatever she wants to do and all of this stuff. Well, oh, and then another thing, she also put it on stories. Whatever Britney would send gifts for her kids, for Jamie Lynn's kids, she'd always put it on stories and thank Britney on Instagram. And it's like, well, if you have such a great relationship, why do you have to do this? So she has this interview that's coming up on Good Morning America, and the rest will be on Dateline.
Wow. Won't that be exciting? What day is that? I want to put that on my calendar.
Later this morning. It's on GMA today. This morning, and then Dateline, I think, Friday night.
Really? Okay. And how much did she get paid for that interview? You know, sometimes these people pay for interviews. You think the juicy gossip?
I don't know. She has a book to sell, so I don't know.
Maybe she's doing it free.
The only place she knows where to be is Britney's coattails. So here she goes.
Ooh,
again.
Girl.
There we go. How about any more? Let's have we got one more of those here someplace. That's it. Yeah, it's a lovely, wonderful American. It should be subtitled The Wonderful Story of a Wonderful American Family. There it is, the Spears family. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors has announced its strategy to offer EV technology beyond its own portfolio and automotive applications, more broadly, one component at a time. The approach will enable GM to expand its reach to larger and more diverse groups of commercial customers, helping organizations meet the growing demand for zero-emission technology while achieving their own sustainability targets. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Senator Rand Paul and the highest paid U.S. government official, Dr. Fauci, once again proved to America they don't like each other at a U.S. Senate hearing on Tuesday, with Dr. Paul pressing Fauci on an email he sought to quash opposition to his beliefs.
In an email exchange with Dr. Collins, you conspire, and I quote here directly from the email, to create a quick and devastating published takedown of 3 prominent epidemiologists.
And you keep coming back to personal attacks on me that have absolutely no relevance to reality.
Dr. Fauci did not answer the question and was heard on a hot microphone calling Senator Roger Marshall a moron. The New York City chief medical examiner is reporting all 17 victims from a fire in a Bronx apartment building on Sunday died of smoke inhalation. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Fauci was once again grilled on Capitol Hill about his response to the pandemic. Testifying before Republican lawmakers Tuesday, Senator Rand Paul disclosed an email that describes Fauci attempting to quash critics of the Wuhan lab leak probability. It should be noted Fauci told lawmakers in the past that gain-of-function research was not being conducted at the Wuhan lab that Fauci's organization was giving money to. That statement was later discounted as a gain-of-function research was being conducted at the Wuhan lab. Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger on Fox News is a former pharmacist and weighs in.
You're only going to be presented one side in this, and thank goodness that Rand Paul, he is a physician. You know, he had a disagreement with Roger Marshall yesterday. These are colleagues of mine in the doctor's caucus, and for him to say he is the science and discard any other disagreement with him, that's wrong for this country. That's wrong for the world, basically. When they say follow the science, follow the true science, he always diverts going back to personal attacks or whatever. He doesn't want to answer the real question, and that's a huge problem. And, you know, if there's anything we can do to push forward the studies that are true, tried and true, they won't even discuss natural immunity when it comes to this virus. There's so much information out there. How can the American public know who to trust? It's either you're a truth seeker or you're seeking political power.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, the ride continues. Boy, we planned some good things for you this half hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner plotting through some of the things people say the most interesting things. You remember the old shows focused on children? Children say the funniest things. Well, here's French President Emmanuel Macron has made a number of rude remarks. Apparently, he was quoted as saying, he would like to make life a, quote, living hell for those who don't take the vaccine. And that's floating around. So is that the appropriate way? Well, I don't know. It's just something else that is attributed to this ridiculous situation we find ourselves in because of us letting the Chinese do what they've done. So on and on it goes. Speaking of people who are not our friends, the FAA yesterday, Jennifer, Apparently, no, it was Monday afternoon. Sorry. This didn't become known until mid-afternoon yesterday. How many of you have even seen this? I haven't seen a lot of mainstream media coverage of the FAA's shutdown. Have you heard about this? The entire West Coast was shut down for 20 minutes. That is, planes were told to either land or to go around or find an airport. This happened 7 minutes into the flight of that North Korean missile. Another ballistic missile was launched on Monday. And at the beginning, apparently, the people tracking it couldn't tell where it was going. So, as a precaution, the FAA temporarily paused all movements to and from all airports on the West Coast, west of the Rockies. Some of the planes were in a pattern from 7 to 8 minutes, others 20 minutes before it was lifted and services returned to normal. Most people in the planes didn't know unless their plane was landed momentarily.
Pretty freaky, though, right, to hear that if you're flying around up there. Or,
right.
But they didn't publicize it until it was
over. No, I'm saying that. I just found this on a corner, out of the corner of my eye on a channel that I don't usually watch. And so this is...
What do they tell people on the planes? Hey, there may or may not be a North Korean missile heading our way, so buckle up. Do they just say we have a mechanical issue, we have to return to the airport? That freaks people out, too.
Yeah, it does. It always freaks me. This has got to be... I'm surprised there hasn't been more chat about it when people... I don't think people knew about it. I think that's probably it.
Yeah, I don't know if they even disclosed it.
It's probably just like we're being diverted. Yeah. We're going to be making our descent in however many minutes instead. Yeah.
Anyway, the missile only traveled 435 miles, landed north of the northernmost Japanese island. They don't like it. They're getting really sick.
Yeah, nobody likes it when North Korea blows off missiles.
No, but
they haven't done
it. The people that are
really
closest in the circumstance, the people that are closest there, like the Japanese, All right, let's get to some people in the news, ladies, shall we? Maya Angelou, everybody remember her, right? Do you think anybody doesn't know who Maya Angelou was?
I wrote a 17-page paper on her and then lost it and had to rewrite the paper again.
Oh, when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah.
College?
Do you want to talk about crying your eyes out? It was bad. Bad.
It was bad, the review, the paper you wrote, or the fact that you lost
it? No, I got an A on the
situation.
Paper, but the situation was terrible. We got to pick someone we wanted to write about. I loved her. I picked her. I wrote about her. Then it was gone. And I can remember everybody just staring. I was using a laptop of my dad's, like an old laptop. Yeah. And, everybody was trying to help me. And I remember just sitting there, like, numb inside. Because, of course, I never wrote a draft. I just typed directly in, and that was it.
And you didn't save it.
Oh, no. Well, it died on me. It just went away.
Mm-hmm. Really? Unga bunga. Anyway, the reason we're talking about Maya Angelou now is because she's become the first black woman to be featured on a quarter. The Mint says it's begun shipping quarters featuring Maya Angelou's image. She passed away about, 2014, 6-7 years ago. The quarter itself... depicts the design of it as Ms. Angelou with outstretched arms. There's a bird in flight behind her and a rising sun. I suppose that's part of the poetry that she was well known for. So they're going to issue this now, and then there'll be some other ones. For example, there's one featuring astronaut Sally Ride, and then there's one with Wilma Mankiller, who was the first female chief of the Cherokee Nation. And so it's cool. Do you pay attention when you get a quarter or any coins? Do any of the three of you, Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, do you actually look at it to see who's on the coin, whether it's a quarter, a nickel, a
Not as
dime.
Much anymore, but when they were doing all the states' quarters, remember when that was a big thing started? That was kind of really fun. Cool. Yeah. On the tail side.
I would be paying attention. Yep. Yeah. I don't know the last time I had any cash to get change, so I don't know. I never even have a dollar on me, so I have no idea. But I guess I'm assuming people will collect these. Is that the whole point?
I suppose so. Yeah, in a manner of speaking, I bought a couple of silver dollars to give to my grandsons, just because my grandfather did it for me, And I, moving from one house to another a few years ago, I lost them. I don't know where they are. Can't find them. But they were, my grandfather gave them to me, and they were cherished. They were in a little box. I think there were six or seven of them. It was one of the most prized possessions. I loved my grandfather. And so even now thinking about it, I wish that I could find them. I don't know where the heck's. Maybe somebody managed to appropriate them.
Spend them.
Yeah. All right. Let's see who else is in the name department. Clay Aiken. Remember him from American Idol? Raise your hands if you do. How many people remember Clay Aiken? Apparently he wants to run for Congress in North Carolina.
Not the first time, by the way.
I was going to say, yeah, he ran before.
That's about right.
Yeah. So is he moving or is this the same district?
Different district since they redistricted, so he's in a different district now. And he's not running against the incumbent, which is what happened last time. He ran against the Republican incumbent and didn't win. This time he's running as the Democrat, and it's an open seat because whoever's there now is retiring. So he might actually have a shot at it.
So what's this other thing then from North Carolina trying to disqualify this other Madison Cawthorn? Currently, what is the story with this guy? And this is not the same seat, obviously.
They're suing. They're a group of voters who are suing to have him taken off the ballot as invalid because, as an elected official, his oath of office is. There's some technicality in the oath of office. I don't have it in front of me, but apparently during January 6th, I don't know if he was there in D.C. or if it was just the words that he tweeted and said, but I guess the voters are suing, saying that, you know, if you've taken that oath of office, you're not supposed to talk about insurrection or something like that. And so that's what they're suing him for.
Is it got any teeth? This lawsuit got any teeth?
I don't know.
He spoke at it. If you break your oath of office, then he's found to be...
But if, the only way it's well documented and it's on Twitter and stuff.
The only way that you would violate is if you're like promoting an insurrection. He was not. Everybody's using this word insurrection. Not one person, show me the person, has been charged with insurrection on January 6th. Nobody has been charged.
What have people been charged with?
Nobody has been charged with sedition.
Nobody has been charged with terrorism.
They've been charged with trespassing and like unruly conduct or something like that. That is it. And so this
idea. Some of them have assault.
Nobody has assault that I know of, I don't think.
Yeah, the guy from New Jersey, absolutely. He assaulted the cop. He's got the longest
sentence
of anybody.
Oh, the guy with the fire extinguisher. Okay, so maybe one case then of assault. I mean, there's no insurrection here. And so the fact that people are trying to make it that way, it's ridiculous. Anyway, he gave a speech on January 6th, and because he gave a speech on January 6th, now they want to try to say he's an insurrectionist. So they want to say about
who is they? Who are the people that are trying to run him out of town?
A group of voters.
A mob.
Okay, well.
A mob of Democrats and media personalities that like to use the word insurrection, even though it's not appropriate. But look, everybody's politically posturing this. Everybody on both sides of the aisle is trying to dig in even further. And so if you're on one side of the aisle, you're going to say that Republicans are insurrectionists. I mean, that's kind of what's going on with the voting rights bill, is that everybody who doesn't support the voting rights bill is going to be someone who wants to take over that wants to lose our democracy, wants to be taking part in a coup. I guess that's me then because I don't like destroying my bills at all.
Yeah. Next name on the roster here is Gina Davis, talking about her tour of duty, if you will, and the way she was treated. This goes back to apparently 1989. She's on a podcast this week talking about how directors treated her differently on sets. She was treated poorly before. She got the Academy Award, and she was then treated better after that.
She was treated worse.
Yeah, opposite.
Is what she was saying. Yeah,
no, I thought
she said she won
better.
The Oscar, there were two directors that she worked with. She didn't name them, but she said that essentially they really kind of went at her in a way that, you know, it made her feel like she had done something wrong, and they had never even met her, and they just assumed that now that she had won the Oscar, that she would be difficult to work with, I guess. But then it was interesting.
Isn't that interesting that's like a stigma when you win an award? That's weird.
She said she wasn't sure if that happened to guys, but she said the two directors didn't want a woman telling them how to run their set.
Is that what always comes up? and appropriately so, how women who are strong, maybe I'll use that word, are considered to be bitchy or hard to get along with or whatever the other adjectives are used, but they don't say that about guys. And I think not everybody's like that, but it does happen, and it happens maybe more frequently than it ought to. The story of Lauren Smith Fields. Do you know what the story is with her? Anybody know that name beside me?
Nope.
23-year-old college student from Bridgeport, Connecticut, found dead. Nobody knows how, why. Nobody even knew what this... the family is asking a lot of questions, and the police have told them in Bridgeport to keep their mouths shut. And so the family now is making more noise about this. She was a YouTuber at a community college. She was found unresponsive in her apartment and died earlier in that evening. She had met up with an old white man with whom she had previously connected from Bumble. So there is this white-black tension here, and the family wants answers, and the people who are in Bridgeport don't seem to have any, or they don't want to talk about it, or they want them to stop asking questions. I think the story here isn't what happened to her. It's the way it's been handled by the local police. Frankly, that's more than anything else. You look at that stuff and you think, good God, don't these people have any clue as to how to handle these things? It's just, wait. Ryan Seacrest shares the ratings. This business back and forth since the first of the year between Andy Cohen and him. Andy Cohen apparently apologized, didn't he, for saying what he did about Ryan Seacrest. And so Seacrest was crowing about the ratings. Saying it was the highest-rated New Year's Eve special ever with 19.6 million viewers. That was his thing. How many? The CNN thing only had 2 million viewers, apparently.
Yeah, it was the highest cable rating. I mean, they don't have an audience that the networks have, but...
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So, Ryan was a good sport about it, though, wasn't he? It seems like he was pretty good sport about
it. Well, Andy Cohen wasn't really coming for Ryan. He was more so coming for the network and the show itself. And he even said, if Ryan sees the full video and not the little clips and excerpts, he'll understand.
Mm-hmm. And, he may have understood, but he still said, hey, here we go. Look at these
laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah,
who cares?
Right, exactly.
We got to hit back.
Looks pretty good for us. 48 past the hour on the DJV program.
Delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, 53, where'd that come from? It's 53, say, let's try this the third time. Sounding authoritative at 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan back today with the number one item being fast food joints and subscription. Have you been by, as I drive by, there's a DQ not far from me. their lobby's not open. There's always a line all the way around the building, kind of like Starbucks. Yeah, I passed the Starbucks yesterday going into Boston. Man, their line was down the street. And I think to myself, who the heck wants to pay $10 for a cup of coffee? And they sit in line for sometimes 20 minutes, 30 minutes to get a lousy cup of expensive coffee or expensive cup of lousy coffee.
Yeah, well, you can't break people's habits. So
I suppose.
Yep.
So what's the scoop with this?
So the new sort of trend that we're tracking is the subscription economy is expanding now into the drive-through lane. So subscriptions offer a source of dependable revenue, loyalty, and data for companies. That's why we have Netflix and Peloton and things like that. So now Taco Bell has announced a $10 per month subscription. It's called the Taco Lovers Pass, and it gives you one taco per day. I don't say free taco because you're technically paying $10 a month. So you get one taco per day. And last week, the fast casual chain Sweetgreen also announced a special offer. They have a $10 per month subscription, and then you get $3 per order discounts. And so the thinking behind this is that a lot of Americans are eating fast food more than once a week. And if they see a value in the subscription program, then they'll happily subscribe to that. And a lot of these services are banking on people not taking full advantage. And so essentially these companies are making a lot of money if you don't eat a taco every single day. Well, who wants to eat a taco every single day, right?
I mean, it sounds
great, I guess, if you're a Taco Bell fan, but at the end of the day, are you really getting your money's worth? The answer is definitely not. So
let's do the math just for the heck of it, Victoria. Turn it around. If, in fact, you did get a taco a day and you're paying $10 a month for it, that would mean the tacos are costing you, what, about 30 cents a piece?
I think that's what they charge.
What are you getting for 30 cents?
Right.
Can you imagine the quality of the crap?
Exactly.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, the interesting thing, though, is that the subscriptions are actually, like, the next step that a lot of, like, Chipotle has, you know, rewards programs and things like that. So this is probably going to be the next big thing. The National Restaurant Association has been reporting elevated same-store sales, and customer traffic has actually been up 83%. So the subscription economy is kind of like the next phase that everyone thinks is going to become a permanent part of our lives.
Wow. All right, Amazon and the focus when we continue here.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While there is much to be done to fulfill Dr. King's dream of a beloved community, AmeriCorps remains committed to showing that service can help unite Americans of different backgrounds and experiences while meeting the urgent needs in our communities. AmeriCorps CEO Michael D. Smith has more.
The commemoration of the Martin Luther King Day of Service is a call to act on Dr. King's legacy of social justice and equity by coming together. Through service, we can break down the barriers that divide us, strengthen ties to one another and our community, while we meet the needs of our neighbors and our nation.
Even in times of great challenges, AmeriCorps has helped bring people together and bridge the deepest divides we face.
Dr. King said that everybody can be great because everybody can serve, and service to one another puts his words into action.
To learn more and find in-person and virtual volunteer opportunities on MLK Day, visit AmeriCorps.gov/MLK Day.
All right, so I've said something about Amazon workers, and that's the point here is that what I was saying or thinking was that Amazon workers are trying to redo the union vote, because Amazon doesn't like it. So
and apparently the accusation is that because Amazon intimidated the workers into voting against unionizing, so now it's going to be redone.
That's shock. Uber has quietly shut down what?
Their Apple Watch app. So if you are one of the few people who are trying to hail an Uber with your Apple Watch and it doesn't work and it just gives you an unhappy face emoji, then the reason for that is because Uber has actually pulled support from it. Not enough people were ordering Ubers from the Apple Watch app, and so obviously Uber's main app is on the iPhone or the larger version of the iPad. But from now on, that's the end of an era. So you can't order an Uber anymore with your Apple Watch.
Ah, gee. And I was doing that so frequently, too.
Right.
Pretty amazing. Okay, well, there it is. Uber has fallen off as far as I'm concerned. Lyft is much better. 59 past the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.